joining us this afternoon here in El Paso Primetime is Hector Serrano and Alexander Wright. Welcome, guys, to El Paso Primetime.
Well, thanks for asking us. It's fun.
Let's talk about the latest endeavor over at the Chamizal National Memorial, where you guys are really starting to work on this cool thing. Bilingual theater always just, I don't know, it intrigues me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very much so. Let's just start opening up the envelope and see where we go.
Our local audiences don't realize how lucky they are to be able to speak, understand, and write two separate languages. We take it for granted when it's a really, really big asset for most of us. We just did Shakespeare, Romeo and Julieta, where we used the bilingual aspect. And now, on November the 13th and 14th, we are doing a Mexican-American Experience, which is three one-act plays that are bilingual about Mexican-Americans in this country. And they're really powerful there. And I tell people, you're going to come and you're going to laugh, and you're also going to cry because they're that varied.
When we talk about the lifestyle, you know, people will always say, well, that's border life. But really and truly, when you start thinking about Mexican-American lifestyle, it stretches border to border and coast to coast. From Maine to San Diego, you could be living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and have the Mexican-American experience. And that's what's really special about these collections of plays.
Mm-hmm.
They really highlight the movement and the struggles a lot of Chicanos went through in the 1960s when these plays were written. And Luis Valdez does an amazing job of portraying these characters and really hitting the issues hard. And they're more in your face than a lot of people would have written back then.
Yeah. Just without unveiling the entire scope of these one-act plays, can we talk a little bit about the topics on some of these so our audience really gets a good feel for what it mm-hmm. is?
Well, I was going to say, when Alex reminded me, that although they were written in the 60s, you know, when you think about it, nothing much has changed. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really frightening to me. You know, mm-hmm. we still have those attitudes. You know, we'll look at
stereotypes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's still present today.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, think about it from this standpoint. Okay. I just read an article, an op-ed piece, an opinion piece from a writer who says that having Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live as a host is a real slap in the face to all Latinos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that first line, I thought, wow, that's really hitting below the belt, but mm-hmm. it's not below the belt. That's right in the chest.
Right, right. Yeah. And to think that this man might be the leader in our country, there are so many of us who live here. And, you know, it is a sensitive topic. You asked what we were going to discuss. First of all, stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
That is the comic piece that we have. It's called Los Vendidos, the sold ones. And it's how people stereotype the Mexican Americans in this country. And although people are laughing, they're really basically laughing at themselves because, oh my God, I do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And another topic that is very close to my heart is every time we go to war, a great percentage of the soldiers that are sent overseas to Japan are Mexican Americans,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they go for their country. And a lot of people don't realize the impact of going to war on a poor Mexican American family because, as it says, how can we refuse the United States of America? At the time, it was a draft. It wasn't volunteer. Now it's a volunteer army.
Right.
But still, we lose a lot of our own at war.
Mm-hmm. Everyone of color has that kind of a thing. And when we're talking about the Latinos going mm-hmm. off to war in World War II, I mean, think about how it affected – I think about how it affected my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all came out of buoy. They all were just banding around each other and just said, you know, we're going to go fight for the country, mm-hmm. for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And I often wondered why no one had ever written anything at all about the Latinos going off to World War II, going off to World War I, Korea, Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know. Exactly. And I thought of updating the play because I met Luis Valdez when the Teatro Chicano movement started, and he came to El Paso and gave workshops, and I met him. And he is okay with us updating his plays to have it have more of an impact. But the superintendent at the Chamizal said, no, leave it in Vietnam because we were going to move to Afghanistan. That's why I told you that it's the same thing.
Sure.
You know, it just now. But the superintendent there wanted us to teach the students all about Vietnam, that it's happened before. And we're doing a special performance for the parents, mm-hmm. the parents of the students who did go to Vietnam. And that's when I say it's oh, is it powerful? It's a very powerful, and it only takes about a half hour.
Wow!
But in a half hour, they cover a lot of serious topics.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Vietnam War, the culture shock that was happening inside the nation with the civil rights movement and the Chicano movement. Everybody's just in turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the country was ready for that kind of a tumultuous upheaval in terms of their own comfort. Mm-hmm. Their comfort zone was just shot by the time we got to 1972.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel it. You know, I remember coming onto this campus as a punk freshman thinking, man, why is everybody so grumpy?
Yeah.
But, you know, there was the reason for it.
I think it's remembering those events that makes us object to Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Things now are, you know, they just a passing fancy. But those that remember say, how can he expect respect after all he said, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all politics aside, just the thought of the fact that after all these years and it doesn't even feel like we've moved an inch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, pardon my French, but all the pendejadas that happened with around the nation, around with certain people, all it takes is an isolated incident, and all of a sudden, man, everybody has to take a step back. And it doesn't matter if it's feminist, LGBT, it could be black, white, yellow, green, blue, whatever. Someone does something stupid, and all of a sudden, everybody has to take that step back because of the actions of one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The hell is that?
And one of the productions, No Saco Nada de la Escuela, really, it really does. You can really match up the scenarios that were written in the production up until now. I mean, one of the students brings in a gun.
Yes.
To class, and he says he's able to do it.
Wow.
And it's, I mean, it really reflects what we had just gone through right now with that passing of the new law.
Right. It's a fun time. It's a necessary time. Yeah. When you boil it down to exactly what it boils down to in terms of our community, we need, number one, to make people more aware of community theater.
Mm-hmm.
And two, we need people to understand that Santayana was right. If you forget the past, you're forever condemned to repeat it.
And history always repeats itself. That's something that...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. The audiences, now, one advantage that the audiences have, as far as me being an artist and directing plays, is that they're more tolerant of topics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many of the topics that are out there today were not even touched upon when we were growing up. You know, although we all knew it, we all talked about it, we didn't go to the theater and experience it. And that's what's really good about the theater today. It is really an open theater. You can come, and most of the theater groups now are having discussion periods after performances to see how the audience feels, to ask the actors how they feel. Many of the actors that work with me for the first time in bilingual theater always come back and say, Hector, I didn't realize the beauty of the language we speak and how powerful it can be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, Alex, when you started or had you done Chicano theater before?
No, I started actually with Hector.
Mm-hmm.
So I did Bernabe with him. So, and it was... was impressive and really interesting how it's powerful and there's so much meaning to everything. Mm. And the fluidity of the language is just, it's just inspiring. Mm-hmm.
Are you amazed about the fluidity of how the language actually can be spoken on the border and how sometimes we often overlook how beautifully spoken it can be?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it is lost only to be able to use all this slang and to you know, be able to communicate with each other a whole lot easier rather than, you know, being able to speak it how it truly is. And that's what I've learned with a lot of pieces that Hector's done in English, but then they have their Spanish versions, and it's a whole lot more beautiful than the translation.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that it's not it's not the same, but
right.
It's just the way it flows and it just rolls off your tongue and it sounds right.
One of the things that I love about our Spanish language on the border is how, for me, I'll go downtown on a Saturday afternoon and I hear different dialects of the same border Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of it is that you're hearing different nationalities speak it, but everyone's attuned to it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the Korean shop owners and the Chinese shop owners and the ones who come to them from the interior who come up and decide they're going to do stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really make it work.
Oh, yeah. They do.
You know, and that's translates over to what you are doing now with the Chamizal. Now it's November 13th and 14th.
Correct, Friday and Saturday. And if it works, and I hope all of your listeners support it and promote it so that we can have, you know, hundreds of people come and see it. The Chamizal seats 500 people. We'd be happy with 250, you know, half a house.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it might be a continuing thing because they're very interested. Chamizal is very interested in bilingual theater. So they might invite us again in the spring to come and do another production.
It's also very cultural. And that's the one thing that I really want to impress upon our listeners is it's part of the culture. It's part of the fabric that is El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a multifaceted, it's like a beautiful tapestry. You know, why would you ignore that little corner of your tapestry for, you know, just because you could?
Yeah.
You know, you really need to come out and support, I think. You know, so it's November 13th and 14th. And how many plays is this?
It's three one-act plays.
Okay.
Los Vendidos, No Saco Nada de la Escuela, and Soldado Raso.
Okay. And I'm sure people will be curious, well, how much is this going to be?
Yeah. Well, it's $10 general admission. $8 discount for students, senior citizens, military, anybody who says, I need a discount, we'll give it to you.
Okay.
And then if you have a group of 10 or more, the tickets are $6 each.
Okay.
So it is affordable and, you know, hopefully everybody will come and see it.
And to see three plays?
Yeah.
For $10?
Yeah, that's a wonderful. That's a
bargain. Like to offer them a money-back guarantee. If somebody really doesn't think it's worth it, come up and talk to me, and I'll give you your money back.
Wow. There is your money back guarantee indeed.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I will certainly see you there.
Definitely.
I can't wait to be there. This will be fun. And this is certainly for a lot of our listeners will wind up being an eye-opener, to be sure.
Definitely.
To be sure. On several different dimensions.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Or maybe a new experience and a new doorway to many more bilingual productions that they'll want to go see.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And let's not neglect our border talent. A lot of people that they'll see on stage are wonderful actors. You know, we even have a couple of them coming in from Juarez to join us in this endeavor. So that's wonderful.
Nice. Well, mi casa su casa, let's do this again. We'll talk about more productions coming around the corner. Is that cool?
That's
cool. Sounds perfect.
Alexander Wright, Hector Sedano, thank you so much for coming in for this segment of El Paso Primetime. It'll continue in just a moment.